5 to 5 on this Thursday evening with me, Leslie Dolphin, a Suffolk artist, has unveiled her latest work. It's a painting of a doctor that really shows the strain suffered by NHS staff during the pandemic. The portrait is entitled Dr. J. It was painted by artist Heath Roselli from Wellington, which is near to Milton Hall. Heath joins us now. Afternoon to you, Heath.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you. Thanks for being with us. I mean, I'd like to show the painting, but you're going to have to describe it.
Gosh, yes. Well, it's all about a very tiny area in a large painting, and that is Dr. Johnston's eyes, because they speak volumes. It's the painting, when I began, was something I wanted to do to capture something for future generations, a sort of snapshot in time, really, that shows the experiences of frontline workers and the dedication and the hard graft, really, and also from the patient's point of view, because the person looking at the painting is they're looking at the doctor and they're about to go onto a ventilator. But then the message started to change. I started painting it in May, which is a very long time ago, but working on it between commissions, really. As the situation progressed, the painting was evolving and COVID was evolving and the message in the painting changed. So while the painting is of the staff working away in the background and Dr. Johnston in the front, the look in his eyes just got more and more emotional, emotive, really. There's a look of desperation in his eyes, I'm hoping.
And just shows that tiredness, because I think that it changed when we got to the second lockdown. When you started, I bet you didn't think you'd still be doing it now.
No, I didn't. I thought it would all be finished, and I thought COVID would be finished, and I don't know how I thought that, but anyway. But now the message is really that the message I want to get across is to the frontline workers, saying that actually there is support out there. And there's a wonderful initiative called Our Frontline, who are there 24 hours a day, either on the phone or on text, and it's ourfrontline.org. And if this painting can start a conversation and get people talking about how they're feeling working on the front line, and if they know there's help, then the painting has done what I meant it to do.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Because most of his face is actually covered by his mask and his PPE and so on, as you say. And eyes are amazing things, aren't they? Eyes do say everything about a person.
They do. They speak. I mean, he obviously isn't able to speak in the picture, but I want the painting to speak. And actually, I needed a bit of help with all the equipment. You know, I was getting photographs of ventilators and things. So I asked a friend of mine who was a sister at the West Suffolk Hospital to come and have a look when I was getting towards the end of it, just to check things were right. And she came in and her eyes just filled with tears. And I thought, right, this is the impact that I really want it to have. She was very moved by it. And it made her think about how she was feeling, and that's the point, really.
Do you want people to also understand how tough it has been for the staff?
I do, and I want it to be a tribute to the staff, because you can tell when you look at the painting of their dedication. I mean, there's a lady doctor behind Dr. Johnston who's busy concentrating on putting something on a computer. There's somebody leaning over a hospital bed on the other side, and in the distance there's a patient on a ventilator with a nurse sitting beside him or her, you can't tell. So I just want to show the dedication, really, and the fact that it's 24 hours. There's a clock on the wall behind Dr. Johnston that most people probably won't notice, but it says 20 past midnight, which is when I've set the painting.
What does he think of it?
I think he's very moved by it. I mean, poor chap, I felt guilty every time I bothered him with a question. And of course, you know, it was difficult to liaise with him because he's busy saving people's lives as much as he can and running his ward. And, you know, he had so much on his plate, I hardly dared get in touch. But he was wonderful. You know, we collaborated together and this was the result.
Is it the sort of painting you'd normally do? Because I know you like to work in the styles of old masters, don't you, with the way you do your paint technically?
Yes, technically that is exactly what it is. It's painted in layers. I don't know any other way of painting. You know, you do a little layer and then you add another, let it dry and add another layer. And then eventually you get this nice depth of colour, which you can't really get any other way.
Hence why it takes so long to do.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised I started it in May, really, and didn't get it finished because I was working on other things as well. And, you know, you've got to allow these layers to dry. And I also had to think, you know, it evolved very slowly as I was watching the news, listening to what was happening and just feeling terrible about it all. And I think my feelings went out of my head, down my arm and onto the canvas.
Yeah, yeah, no, it really does speak to you, and if people see it, I mean, I've only seen, you know, it on my screen here as yeah. Well. I know you've won awards for your work in the past. What will happen to the painting now?
Well, I'm hoping it'll go on its travels and, as I put it, do its work, because what I'd like it to do is go round to hospitals. It's actually the property of Dr. Johnston. I've given it to him as a, you know, a huge thank you, and he will loan it to hospitals. It'll start at Addenbrookes, where he is, and I hope that it will do the rounds of the hospitals and perhaps have something about our front line written along next to it, so that people can look at the painting, think about how they're feeling, and realise that there is help out there for them.
It is amazing. People can see the painting themselves on your website, can't they?
Yes, they can. Yeah, it went up this morning.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations. It's a piece of artwork that really speaks, I think, for itself.
Oh, thank you. I'm very, very flattered. But I hope it's doing...
Thanks for joining us, Heath Roselli. It's... Have a look at the website and see the...
Yes.
Thank you. Heathroselli.co.uk.
Hey. Great pleasure. Great pleasure. Bye-bye.
Read out your website address so people should be able to go there now.
Oh, lovely. Excellent. Thank you. That's splendid. Okay, thanks very much. Lovely.
Okay.
You too. Bye.